From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for July 1st, 2014. Tuesday, I asked Monty Nesmith, AgriLife Extension Pecan and Fruit Specialist, College Station, for an overview of the status of the state's pecan crop.
There was some significant freeze impact in the Panhandle, far west Texas, out to Fort Stockton, and portions of Midland Odessa, up into the even central Texas, Brownwood, a little bit up on the Red River area due to, unusually late spring freeze.
That was in April, wasn't it?
In April. You know, there was some regrowth after that that included some flowers. There were some questions about pollination with all that. The whole pollination sequence being a little bit thrown off by that first serious freeze. You overlay that with what we've had the last 3 years, which is drought and problems in various parts of the state. We're in a pattern of unsynchronicity where we don't have a true on-year or off-year. Prior to 2009, we would look at an on-year in Texas to be about 70 million pounds total for the state, and we would look at about 30 million pounds as being a light, weak production year. Last two or three years, we've vacillated in the 35 to 45 million pound range, and that's been made up of some good production and some bad production across the state. So we're kind of averaging out in this middle of the range level of production, which would be 40 to 50 million pounds. That's what I expect, something along those lines for this year.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.